Here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I'm speaking with Darren Williams. And Darren, I know you're Executive Director of Communications for NCBA, and you've got what I think has been one of the more talked about and active programs going right now in terms of communication, and that's Masters of Beef Advocacy, funded by the National Beef Checkoff, as I understand it. Just tell me briefly, what is the goal and mission of the MBA?
The Masters of Beef Advocacy program is to equip a large number of grassroots beef advocates in all across the country, from the East Coast to the West Coast, to be there to answer questions from consumers about modern beef production. Consumers have a lot of questions, as you know, about the safety of beef, but also environmental impact and are animals being cared for. And when they go online to look for those answers, they might end up on an activist website. We want them to end up on a beef producer blog, for example. And the MBA graduates have actually created new blogs. They're very active in Facebook and Twitter and other online social media, and also giving presentations in their communities just to reconnect consumers with their food production.
So describe the success of the program at this point. It's my understanding you've got people who have graduated or participated in over 40 states across the country.
That's right. We have over 1,500 graduates in 43 states. So we really are blanketing the country with people who are well-equipped because they've gone through the Masters of Beef Advocacy program, which is a series of six online courses that you take at your own pace. They are well-equipped to answer whatever question a consumer might have about today's beef.
And so besides the training element, do you provide them with other resources kind of on an ongoing basis if they like get stumped and need some information?
Once you graduate and complete the six online courses, you become a member of the MBA Alumni Association. There's a higher education theme here. I'm the Dean of Students, by the way. That's my other title, the one I gave myself. But through the MBA Alumni Association, which is a private online social networking site, they have access to fact sheets, the latest PowerPoint presentations to give to maybe to a group of school kids or to a chamber of commerce in your community. A lot of resources there, but also just a community of advocates sharing their stories and encouraging each other to get out and really deliver the message that consumers need to hear, that modern beef production is good for the environment, as we heard yesterday in one of the sessions, and also that that beef is an important part of a healthy diet.
So looking ahead, where do you go from where you're at? What's next?
Just keep going up. I mean, we've got 1,500 graduates, but the Humane Society of the United States claims they have 11 million members. Could we ever have 11 million Masters of Beef Advocacy graduates? Probably not, but we can certainly hit 3,000, 5,000, 10,000. You know, there's 800,000 beef producers out there, so we've got an unlimited universe, really, of potential advocates, and we need to continue to grow that. So I would encourage anybody who's out there who says, I'm not sure if I know how to answer that question about hormones and why we use them and are they safe. Just one example, or are cows causing global warming? You know those questions. Sign up for the Masters of Beef Advocacy Program and get prepared.
And you don't have to just be a young kid right out of high school or college here. I mean, we could have some of these cowboys that are pulling their blackberries out. They could be tweeting, right?
Absolutely. We've got graduates ranging in age from 8 to 80. So it's any age group really is appropriate. 8 might be a little bit young, but this young man was one of the most mature 8-year-olds I've ever met, and I'm sure he's in his school talking to his friends about beef. We've got an 80-year-old who didn't even have internet access, so he went into the Missouri Beef Industry Council offices to take the courses, and his deal is not online advocacy, obviously. He's giving presentations now, more than 20 presentations to through the Speaking of Beef program in Missouri to community organizations in and around Boonville, Missouri.
Is there anything else we should know about the Masters of Beef Advocacy program?
Well, I want beef producers to know this is a program for beef producers, by beef producers, funded by beef producers through the Beef Checkoff. So this is your program. Take advantage of it. There's no cost to you to participate because you've already invested in this program through the Beef Checkoff.
Well, that's Darren Williams, and he has been telling us, giving us an update, I guess you'd say, on the Masters of Beef Advocacy Program. Hope others will take part in it. So here from the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.